And I was told that I was basically fat.
Well,
I
have, you were not told that. And B, whatever.
I most certainly was told that I was a heifer. And I quote.
It just, it gets worse every time. It's like a fish story. It's like that fish was 7 feet long that got away.
What's the big fat thing on
Big Fatty? Crap.
No. He won't even add me on Twitter, but that's beside the point. Anyway, on Star Wars, the big fat thing on Star Wars, Jabba the Hutt? Yeah.
Yes, I mean, Jabba the Hutt.
He practically called me Jabba. He said, "Do you eat frogs?" I mean,
right.
That was basically the extent.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
It gets worse every time. It's like a fish story.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 970 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 19th of October, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show... Y'all, I got nothing. I have got nothing. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Mac Noodles.
Big Fatty, thank you so much for remembering to do that today. That's just lovely.
Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it is pouring rain. It is pouring rain. Just as the weather rat said it would, and y'all, it will be a lovely evening. It's gonna get cool. It's gonna get cool, and y'all, it'll be perfect soup weather. Oh, dear Guffy, poor Big, poor Big Freddy, dear Guffy. Oh Lord, y'all, I ain't got nothing to talk to you today about. I really don't. I've got a couple of things over here in the e-letters. Y'all, I heard from that Gary in Phoenix. Y'all, he sent me an e-letter and said, "Big Freddy." Where is it here? Big Freddy. If the guys in Colorado. Casey, Brian, etc., and I'm assuming he means David too. Y'all haven't heard from that brother Sinatus, but are gonna do a meatloaf. Y'all, I'm telling you, my mouth just starts moving, yes, Big Fatty, we know we hit 20 minutes every day. They're going to do a meetup. I would love to meet up with the guys, too. I would do it on a Friday or a Saturday. Y'all, I'm assuming he's talking about the meetup as opposed to doing it. Enjoying your little shows while I eat my Cheerios. And I enjoyed meeting you at the Pride 48. And y'all, I have passed. I have passed Gary's information. No, I haven't. I have passed... I have passed David's information on to Gary. So, y'all, they may have a big old hootenanny out there in Denver. Maybe there'll be pictures, y'all. Maybe there will be pictures. Did you hear? You know, it was very late. It came out very late on the East Coast on Monday. But, y'all, the Vons, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, I'm the Vons, hey, got out a little show, and y'all, it was traumatic, evidently. Y'all, you think just when it can't get, and this is a perfect example of just when you think it can't get worse, I tell you what, the Vons, yo, hey, the Vons, yo, hey, she was had to get ready for the 900th birthday party for her father, and y'all, it was weighing heavy on her heart, and So, y'all, there were all kind of complications and all this kind of stuff, and the siblings were it was just not pretty. I encourage you to go listen to the old gal's little show. But y'all, on top of all that, y'all, she had to go to El Dentisto, which of course is Mexican for El Dentisto, and I have to admit, I did not have a bad dental experience as a child, but there are those who did, and the Vons, evidently did, and y'all, it haunts him to this day, and y'all, I can't imagine something like that haunting you into your, you know, years and years into your adult life. And I'm not making light of it or anything like that or making fun of it. It's just that, I firmly believe that it's all true. And, you know, this is coming from the heart as the story is being told. y'all, that is... by the way, there have been several people wondering why the digestive the digestive sounds have changed, and y'all, digestion is not a one track. What it is, it's a digestive track. Funny. But I mean, there are all kinds of gurgling sounds and everything that come out of you. And y'all, by the way, that is some poke and mashed potatoes and gravy and green beans and chicken wings. Big Fatty and a banana. Don't forget the banana, Big Fatty. And we didn't get the whole story about the El Dentisto. But y'all, I gotta say, my memories of going to the dentist were basically there's several memories, and y'all, this kind of gets into what I've been thinking about here lately. But y'all, as a child, my mother, it was me and my two younger brothers, and y'all, she had her hands full. Let me just tell you, but. When it was time to go to the El Dentisto, y'all, we would go, and y'all, one of the things that I always enjoyed about going to the dentist was the Highlights magazine. You know, find the hidden pictures, and the what were those people called? The little cartoon, the Timbertones. I don't know what it was. I don't remember what it was. The Timberlakes. No, that's Justin Timberlake. I don't remember who they were. But y'all, then they had the Goofus and Gallant. Yes, Big Fatty. Goofus does not like to go to El Dentisto. Gallant gets his teeth clean. You know, all that kind of stuff. But I always loved the Highlights magazine. I always wish that we could get a subscription at home. But y'all, we'd have to have three subscriptions because one of us would do the hidden pictures and piss off the other two. But but y'all, after the dentist would finish up, you'd get to go to the prize chest, and y'all, there were always some sort of decoder rings or something like that in there. And y'all, it was just crap. But you know, for a child, it was lovely. And y'all, then on the way home, we would go by the Krispy Kreme. Oh dear God, see y'all, it is, for those of you that live in the Atlanta, it's the one right across from the Eagle. And I don't know that my mother knew that at the time, but I'm not sure even that the Eagle was there at the time. But but y'all, she would always bribe us with donuts, and y'all, you know, you'd have those good clean teeth, and then you'd bite into that sugary goodness of the Krispy Kreme, and y'all, it'd just make your teeth hurt. Big Fatty, you got that right. But I don't know where I was going with that, but. We wish y'all, the old gal never told us what the pain was. Y'all, she was having some sort of terrible, terrible mouth pain. But we never heard what the outcome was or what the diagnosis was. Maybe we'll get that on the Hump Day show. I don't know. I just don't know. But y'all, I want to go back over here to the e-letters. Y'all, the rat's on right now. And y'all, but the other thing I wanted to tell you about the Vons, I'm the Vons, was that y'all, she read all these different things, you know, she had posted something about, I have done something I haven't done for 45 years, and y'all, that Daniel Biba, y'all, he had some interesting comments that he posted over on the Goggle Plus, and other people posted things too. And y'all, I don't know where I'm going with that. But anyway, you heard that Daniel beep. Biba, at the beginning of today's a little show. And y'all, by the way, I have added that Adam to the Twitty, so I don't know what he's talking about. But anyway, y'all, I started to tell you yesterday about something that my mother sent. Y'all, these are some adult truths, and y'all, I thought I'd just share these with you. So, and you know, these, for those of you who are not adults, these are truths. And y'all, here we go. And y'all, I'll tell you if these apply to Big Fatty. Even though I am batshit crazy, and you know, people don't like to admit that I'm an adult. But anyway, sometimes I look down at my watch 3 consecutive times and still don't know what time it is. Y'all, this does not apply to Big Fatty because I don't have a watch. But when I did have a watch, then that would happen. Nothing sucks more than that moment during an argument when you realize you're wrong. Y'all, this is a good one. This is a good one because, y'all, Big Fatty has... It hasn't happened often with Big Fatty, but it has happened. So, anyway. I totally take back all those times I didn't want a nap when I was younger. Y'all, there is not a bigger truth out there. For adults, because y'all, there is nothing better than an afternoon nap. There is a great need for a sarcasm font. Y'all, this is true, because y'all, even on the 20, you know, it's hard to tell when people are poking fun or being a little sarcastic or something like that, you know, and if there was a sarcasm font, this would make it a lot easier. How the heck are you supposed to fold a fitted sheet? Y'all, it's impossible. It's impossible. Y'all, you end up, you kind of start to fold it, and it ends up just as a big old ball. Big Fatty, you know all about big old balls, that's for sure. Obituaries are a lot more interesting if they told how the person died. Y'all, it's true. Obituaries rarely say, oh, he shotted himself today. He shit himself today. He shotted his pants and he was overcome by the odor and it killed him. Y'all, I mean, you know damn good and well that... You'd read every obituary every day if they required you to put the cause of death in there. Y'all, you know, it just mean. He died of meanness. let's see. MapQuest really needs to start their directions on number 5. I'm pretty sure I know how to get out of my neighborhood. Y'all, this is true. However, the older you get, you might need those first four directions. Because, y'all, you just get lost. You get lost. I can't remember the last time I wasn't at least kind of tired. Y'all, it's true. The older you get, the kinda tired you get. Y'all, you know, I see people on the Twitty, except Adam, because, you know, I have not added him on the Twitty, but, or so he says. But, y'all, I see all these people waking up, oh, y'all like not this morning. Oh, I don't want to get out of my love chamber. And, I want to stay here and cuddle with my blanket, my banky, Big Freddy, please move forward. Y'all, bad decisions make good stories. Y'all, it's true. It is true. Never has there been anything more true. You never know when it will strike. But there comes a moment at work when you know that you just aren't going to do anything productive for the rest of the day. Y'all, this strikes earlier and earlier on some days. And, you know, some days it's just like, yeah, let's get it going. Y'all, Tuesday. Y'all, that was a let's get it going day for Big Fatty. So, anyway, but y'all, it's true. You get to the point where you say, well, it's over. I'm just gonna have to do a little words with friends or check the Twitty or fire up the grinder. I don't know. Can we all just agree to ignore whatever comes after Blu-ray? Big Freddy, please! Blu-ray DVDs? I don't want to have to restart my collection again. Y'all, it's true. And y'all, this gets back to the Vons. Hey, hey, yo, 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 hey. Y'all, the Vons, yo, hey, hey, has got a collection of the VRC and the LP records. Y'all, she's probably got 45s and cassette tapes also. And then there are some DVDs, and y'all, it wouldn't surprise me if there's a Laserdisc in there somewhere too. And maybe an 8-track, I don't know, but y'all, it's true. You just have to keep replacing it. Y'all, speaking of that, there's one thing that I really want that's on my Amazon wish list. And y'all, I don't talk about the Amazon wish list often, but y'all, it is the Down for the Count. Down for the Count. It is Pwn. It is Pwn, y'all. I admit it. It's wrestling Pwn. And y'all, I have it on the VRC tape. But y'all, I don't have a VRC player, and I would love to get that on the DVD. But anyway, Big Freddy, please quit pouring yourself out. I'm always slightly terrified when I exit out of Word, and it asks me if I want to save any changes to my 10-page technical report that I swear I did not make any changes to. Y'all, I do not have this problem. because I do not make changes to technical reports. No, Big Freddy. Here we go. I keep some people's phone numbers in my phone just so I know not to answer when they call. Y'all, it is so true. So if you ever call Big Freddy and I don't answer, that's probably the reason why. Y'all, this is a good one, and I don't understand, but I mean, this is not true in all cases, but it is in many cases. I think the freezer deserves a light as well. Y'all, there are a lot of freezers that don't have a light in them, but, you know, I think the side-by-sides have a light in them, but a lot of them don't, y'all. In the olden days, they didn't. You were lucky to get a light on the inside of your Frigidaire. Here we go. I disagree with K Jewelers. I bet you on any given Friday or Saturday night, more kisses begin with Miller Lite than K. Big Freddy, you know it. Except with you, it begins with Tangeray. I wish Goggle Maps had an avoid ghetto. Oh dear Gussie, avoid ghetto routing option. I don't use the Goggle Maps, so that doesn't matter. I have a hard time deciphering the fine line between boredom and hunger. Y'all, I'm sure you're all hungry after hearing today's show, because I'm sure you would never admit that you are bored from Big Fatty, except for perhaps that Hat M, who, you know, he is from Mexico, though, but he gets bored when people read to him. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a fabulous hump day, and I hope something lovely comes your way and you get a chance to hump it, unless of course it eats toads or something like that, right, Daniel?
It gets worse every time. It's like a fish story.
Oh yeah, I don't want to hump a fish either. Big Freddy.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.